Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk to the general manager, Terry Fontenot, the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, joining us live this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Terry.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. Appreciate y'all having me.
Terry, my first question is this, because NFL has changed so much and the time constraints are really, really taxing. So my question is this, how tough is it to evaluate players knowing that, number one, you only got three preseason games, and the fact that training camps have been cut down so much? How hard is it to evaluate players now?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I would say, compared to what we did last year, we're in a much better situation in terms of evaluation, because last year we didn't even have the preseason games. And that is a great time to number one, develop and players to have opportunities, but also to evaluate the roster, and not just our roster, to evaluate the other rosters. So those preseason games are important. We get to practice with the Dolphins this year. We didn't have any of that last year. So last year was very difficult. It's a lot easier this year because of that. And I would say Arthur Smith does a really good job with the schedule, working within the constraints that the league gives us, and making sure we have enough competitive periods. And as you know, it's not just about on the field. It's about in the meeting room with intelligence and the discipline and all the things that we preach for this program. So it's we're in a much better situation this year to evaluate, but we make sure we find ways to do it.
You know, with that being said, because I know when I played, it was more so about the physical aspect of playing football. You know, if you go out there.
When you played, y'all had like 3 days.
Yeah, and it was like mental errors were a part of the game. But how much of an emphasis is it now? Like, if a guy can't get the plays, it's a good chance that he might not be on the field. How much emphasis is put on the teaching side of football now?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. That's a big part of it, and you know that, because you'll have guys that will look real good in drill work, but then when you get in the team work, whenever we're really running plays, then those guys can slow down. Because they're thinking too much. And so that's a big part of it. When you hear the head coach talking about his vision of the program, you want, that's a big part of it, being smart, being disciplined, having situational awareness. So those things are all a part of it. So that's critical for us, that learning aspect of it. And we have to make sure, we want to have a smart team. So that's the way that's how the guys have to train, and we have to evaluate it. And that's really important.
Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Falcons, which is more important? They're both important, but which is more important right up front when you get onto the field yesterday, install or evaluation?
You said install
or evaluation?
Or evaluation. I think it's all critical. I think it really is, because and look, you talk about effort and toughness and physicality and the physical talent and all those things, and it's all important, but it all comes together. And when you want to have the type of team and play the type of football, the brand of football that we want to play here, everything matters. Everything really does. So that's all a part of it. And that's what we're preaching to the players.
How difficult, Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, how difficult has this, vaccination regime, platform been for, trying to get everybody on board with this, idea, and trying to also weigh, personal choice in this?
Yeah, I would say this team has done a really good job. And the mindset for us was to not press anyone either way, but just to give them the information and let them know, okay, these are the constraints. And the toughest part is probably like the little things like, you're like, I want my son to be, he's 10 years old, and my daughters, and I have three daughters, and usually during training camp, they'd be hanging out here, and they'd be, after practice, they'd run around on the field a little bit, but we can't do that. So I think that family aspect of it is really tough. And then some other things like, you know, Kyle Smith and Steve Sable were trying to have some workouts and do some different things, but it's tough whenever you have, because if a player is vaccinated on the street, then you can bring him in right away and work him out after he takes the test. But if not, there's a long period you have to wait. And so there's a lot of players out there that aren't vaccinated. So it is, and as you know already, when all players are at 90, you're limited with the players that are on the street. So that's another challenge. So there are challenges with it, but I think this organization has handled them as best as we could.
Terry Fontenot is the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. Tell the fans what you have seen from your number one pick, what your expectations are of Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, we've seen that obviously he's a very talented player, and you see that right away when you obviously the size, the athleticism, the transition. But one of the things you really like about him is the humility, and he's eager to learn, he's listening. And his makeup, his mindset, he knows that hey, we all have a lot of work to do to get where we need to get. And so he has that right mindset to learn, to improve every day. So he's got the skill set. He's got the mindset. And I think the in terms of the expectations, it's the same as any other player. We want to get the absolute best of us and go out and compete every day and get better every day. So as opposed to saying some specific number or what we expect them to do against the Philadelphia Eagles, I think it's more about coming out every day and doing your absolute best and make sure you're improving and being a good teammate.
Fast forward a little bit, because you brought it up talking about, you know, the beginning of the season and everything. What is it going to be like for you that first game against the Saints? Because I'm pretty sure when you were down there in New Orleans, there was no love lost for the Atlanta Falcons. So what's that going to be like for you that first game against the Saints?
That's a good question, and I haven't thought about it, because from the day I got here on January 18th, when I signed the contract here, there's been one thing after another, and that's why we love these jobs, because there's so much that goes into it, and between your family and the work, and I haven't even thought past the preseason, the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're going to work through those. And so the New Orleans Saints, I haven't even thought about it, man. I really haven't, as crazy as it sounds. And I'm just excited to be a part of this great organization and excited to work and put everything we have into winning today. And then we'll do our best today, and then we'll wake up tomorrow and do the same thing.
What are your expectations for this season?
I think go out and do our very best and get the most of ourselves. You know, there's a lot of people from – the players and the coaches and the staff and the scouts, a lot of people put a lot into this, and families make sacrifices. And so, and we're very confident and passionate about what we do. And so what we want to do, what we believe winning is getting the absolute best of yourself and putting everything you can into it. And so we want to win today and win tomorrow and get the most of ourselves. So I would say it's just that. It's about our intent and our effort and everything we put into it. We just want to do our very best.
Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Falcons. One of the things the Falcons fans will tell you, as you probably hear, you can't avoid it when you listen to the radio or read social media, is about a lack of pass rush on this team. And to that end, is there a sense that we're going to see with Dean Pease in a defense more of an attacking style that fans, when they go to practice or to the preseason games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, are they going to see a team that's going to be more active defensively in terms of trying to attack from the defensive side?
Yeah, and we have a lot of confidence in obviously the players here, but also Dean Pease and what he's going to do. And you know, pass rush doesn't – obviously I'm preaching to the choir here, but pass rush doesn't just come from the front or the edge, and it's the linebackers. And I'll tell you what, we have some really fast athletic linebackers, and you talk about the safeties, and when you have a tough physical competitive team and you have athletes all over the field, pass rush can come from anywhere. And so we have confidence in this roster and in this coaching staff and what we're going to do. And now, that being said, obviously, there's not one building in the NFL that doesn't want more pass rush. And some have more than most, but we're always looking for edge rushers, and we're always looking for that. So we're going to work to continue to build. But But yes, I know Dean Pease is going to be multiple and he's going to scheme things up and we're excited about our defense.
So I'm kind of curious, Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Falcons, when you walked on the field yesterday, did you say, ah, great to be back? Did you say, oh my gosh, it's hotter than blazes? Or did you say, I'm in charge here, aren't I? This is my team. This is my team, my responsibility. What kind of hit you first?
Well, first of all, I said it's hot as hell. It's really hot, man. It was really hot out there yesterday. And so that's the first thing I said. And I don't really see it like I'm in charge. And we have such an inclusive process. And so from myself, the head coach, Arthur Smith, and the entire – every player that's here, every decision that is made, it's an inclusive process. And it's our team, it's our decisions, and it's going to be our season. And when I say our, I'm not just talking about myself and the head coach. I'm talking about everyone in this building. I'm talking about the staff. I'm talking about every player because we all put a lot into this. And so it's going to be us. We're going to do it together. And I felt the heat right away. And then I am excited about where we are at this point because a lot of people put a lot into this.
Well, you know, it comes pretty quick. A week from tonight, you're going to 2 weeks from tonight, you're going to be playing football against the Titans. So. That'll come fast enough. Do appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning, Terry. Thanks much.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, guys. You too. Appreciate y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.